We're back live at Studio K-Rock.
Woo. Live in Studio K-Rock with Crash Karma. I'm Sideshow, and this is actually the bonus track off the album that we're hearing right now. It's called Tuning. All right, all right. It's here for Tuning, bonus track. It's actually on the minus of track 5. You actually have to go to track 5 and then rewind a bit. If you got the digital copy of the album, it's actually an additional track. I'm still going, guys. Sorry. I'm stalling. You know what? Before we're gonna get to another tune here in a sec, and I want to also get to the audience in a sec. But I gotta ask you guys something that has been making me think. All right, and it's bad news when I think, dude. We've been seeing, you know, the return to the spotlight for a lot of bands from the era of your previous bands, right? The ones that come to mind: Soundgarden, Stone Temple Pilots, both back together. Alice in Chains have always been at it, but back to the spotlight now with a new album and everything. What happened? Did all you guys just have like a big '90s music meeting and say, okay, we got to cleanse the palate again or something? Or like, what do you think's happening with this, like, this style of music? All of a sudden, all these bands are coming back. All these artists are got new records.
I think they're like most lifers; they just want to play.
Yeah,
and if there's an audience and they enjoy doing what they do, why wouldn't they? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, if they can get along and they enjoy doing what they're doing, who's to deny, like, if you really want to be, you know, a florist, then you want to be the best florist you can be. You're a lifer. You're in it. You're a doctor. You do whatever it is you want to do. So it's weird how it all of a sudden has kind of converged like that. But maybe it's saying a lot about the rock music industry at the moment. I'm not sure. I'm just putting it out there.
Maybe I grew up with that type of music.
Maybe there's a lot more intricacies and you know, musical nuggets in the 90s music compared to some of the things that are coming out today. Not necessarily all. There's always good music, but, you know, there's obviously a necessity for it because it's being put out there, you know?
Excellent. Okay. Well, I want to throw to the audience here. I know we've got at least one question from the audience, so we'll take it over here. See how much mic I've got here. All right. First of all, hang on. Let me ditch these. I haven't thought this over. Apparently. First of all, what's your name?
Honey.
All right. What would you like to ask the guys?
Okay. I know this is a bit soon to ask, but are you guys going to be getting another album out, like, right away? Or are you going to wait and kind of? Because I know a lot of bands have been letting it, like, kind of settle a little bit and then putting one out, and a lot of bands are kind of just, like, throwing them out one right after another.
What do you mean, a second album? Are we
we have to do another
record? They're a super group,
what are you
remember?
People talking they just, about?
It's a super group. We're always listening, and, you know, there's always ideas kicking around, and I'd much rather have a second record out sooner rather than later. So, I mean, that's really about as vague as I can be, and that's kind of an answer.
I'll say, yeah, we have a record coming out sooner than later. Yes, you will hear a second record.
Excellent. Anyone else in the audience here that wants to ask a question? Of course, way back at the back. Okay, you got to... All right, what would you like to ask the guys?
What's on your iPod?
Oh.
Most recent purchase is the record by Jonsi from Sigur Rós.
Yeah.
Great record.
That look on her face right now is... What?
Pardon?
Cool. Do you understand that look?
That's okay, so next. Anyone else?
Mine, John Coltrane, live in Paris. There you go. Sorry.
But he rocks!
I just discovered People in Planes, a band from the UK. Solid band. I dig them.
And of course, I'm Tragically Hip.
Woo!
Yeah!
Muse and Michael Jackson's number one hits.
Awesome. Any other questions from the audience before we've got time for?
I have a question for Honey.
Oh, okay. All right.
Does your boyfriend call you like Barb as like the nickname?
Term of endearment. Like,
come here, you little Barbara. What's your actual name? Is it really Honey?
Yeah. Wow, that's wild.
Oh, I missed it. I already missed it. Sorry. If you got more to add, go ahead. But I missed it.
Did you say Poverty Plains?
People.
I'm sorry. I thought you said
great band.
All right, so is that good for the audience? Anyone else have any questions before we get going? We got time for one more song. All right, we're gonna do one more tune. Please tell me it's going to be my favorite off the record. Oh, well, yeah, that one's okay, too. But the my favorite tune off the record, I have a feeling this is the one you guys are going to do. You going to do Fight?
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Go Sideshow Bob.
All right.